as follows. And that Kuf Yudimel on the Dalef, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chaye Va'oif Einam Mina Teire. Chaye Va'oif Einam Mina Teire, Shenema, Oiseva Shal Gdi Bachalev Imoi, Gimel Pa'omim, Prat Lechaye, Ula'oif, Ubahima Tmeye. So Gdi is Mamayat Chaye, second D is Mamayat Oif, and the third Gdi is Mamayat Behemat Meya. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer Nema Leiseichlu Kol Neveila. In the beginning of the Pasuk, it says Leiseichlu Kol Neveila, but Nema, and the Pasuk ends Leisebashel Gdi Bachalev Imoy. So it seems the Torah wants to be makish. The Yisrael Bosa Becholov was said, and a Bosa that is also Mishum Neveila. Es she also Mishum Neveila, also Levashel Becholov. So that Lechaire should include Bosa Chaye and Bosa Oif. So, also Levashel Becholov. But Oif, she also Mishum Neveila, Yochel Yehi, also Levashel Becholov, Alpi Cheshbin, with the Hekish, it should take be also, Tamad Loima, Bachalev, Imoi, Yotzoiv, She'ein Loi, Chalev, Ein. So I have a Miyad from Chalev, Imoi, to be Mavkiya, Boso, Oif. Rabbi Kiva, Oima, Chayev, Oif, and he learns out from Gdi. One Gedi is Mamayat Chaya, one is Mamayat Oif, one is Mamayat Behemat Meya. So the Gemara asks, Hani Ho'afkinu L'chidishmur. We used all these three Gediim for Shmur. So what does Rashi say? Ho'doshinin L'chidishmur. Chad L'chaylev. To tell us that Isabos B'cholov is Chal Am Chaylev. Umeiso, the tzchal on the veila, and even though the isachelov and the veila were chal already on the boso, afal pikein, the isaboso becholov is chal, v'chad l'rabois shlil, v'chad l'hoitzi tmei. So I need the first two gdiyim to be malbe, one to be malbe chelov and the veila, that Isabos B'cholov is Chal, and want to be Mal B'shlil. And here, Rabbi Kiva holds that the Gdim are coming to be Mamayit Chayev Oif. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Hani Ho'afkinu L'chidishmur. So the Gemara answers, Kesova Rabbi Kiva Issa Chal Alisa. Rabbi Kiva holds B'chola Teirakula Issa Chal Alisa. So chaylev umeisa leitzrich ikroi. So you do not need a posik for chaylev umeisa to tell me that Yisrael bosa b'cholov is chal on chaylev nevela. So memela, so I don't need a gdi for that. And shlil to tell me that there's an Yisrael bosa b'cholov and a uber gdi mal you. That's poshet, why not? I don't need a ribui from this, that's a called a gdi. Iyatri luhu kulu, so the first two gdiim are miyuta. Why did it say gdi? Why did the Torah specify gdi? Why didn't it say behema? Is prat lechaya v'oif, so that's the first gdiim, and the third one is lebehema tmei. Let us see what Rashi says. Kosova Rabbi Kiva, V'chol hani gdi kroi yiseira ninu lidroshe. All these gdiim are coming lidroshe. B'dahavale lemichtov b'kulu loisevashel behema. Why did the Torah have to specify a certain type of an animal? V'kosav gdi shma mino lidroshe prat lebehema tmeya ulachaya. Uloif, v'chaylev u'meisem, ממש מוסי דגדי משמע, נמי חילב ומייסף, הם גדי, so דגדי, הגדי יש חילב, so the חילב of הגדי is also נכלל. הגדי מייסף is also נכלל. ואם משום דעשי ויקיימה, but there's a problem, איני שחל עליסה, ואיני שחל עליסה, אלא כוסב ריבויה, that's how שמול הולד, כסובר הבקיבר, ישחל על ישראל, ישחל על ישראל, I don't need a specific limud, a special limud, to tell me that the ישר בוסו וחולו ישחל on the ישר חילב and the מילה. הילטב חילב ומייסה לצריכי קרוי לריבויה. ואוסו ממש מאוסו, וכן שליל. So why did it say גדי? So why did the Torah say Gdi? It could have said Behema, and I would have known that the Achelim Emes is also, and I would know Uber is also. So the Gemara says, so that's why Rabbi Kiva holds that they're Meyuter, and it's coming Lamayit Chaya Va'if. Let us go further in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oymar, Nemar leisaychlu kol nevela. It says leisaychlu kol nevela, and then it says later elisvashel gedi. So we learn out that therefore he holds by achaye by bosa achaye of the hekish there is a iser abosa b'cholov. And from Chalavim is Mamayatayv. So the Gemara asks, Ma'ike bein Rabbi Yose Glili le Rabbi Kiva. What is the difference? Both of them are Mamayatayv. So the Gemara says, Ike binayu chaye. But is there a din bosa b'cholov by chaye? Rabbi Yose Glili sova chaye de reise. Since I have a hekish, so whatever there's an Issa Nevele is Issa Bosa Becholov, so according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Chaya de Raisa. Rabbi Kiva Sova, Chaya de Rabona. Rabbi Kiva holds that for Kelt, we have one Gidi, so we're Mamayit Chay, so Chaya is de Rabona. So that's one Nafgemine, if there's an Issa Bosa Becholov by Chaya. In a Torah, according to Rabbi Kiva, in a Torah it's Mutter, and according to Rabbi Chiya, in a Torah it's also. One nafkemine. Another nafkemine is, Iboy Yisayma, Oif Ika Binay. There's another nafkemine by Besar Oif. Rabbi Kiva Sova, Chaya V'Oif, Einam, in a Torah. That means we're memayit from the Gdi, Chayevoif. So, give me a poem, Prat Lechaye, Oloif, Obeimet Meye. So, but it's only a meal from the Posek, from the Rabbonon, it's also. Rabbi Yosi Gli Lusova, Oif Afilo Midarabonon Nami Loyosa. Because the Loshan Esha Osam Shem Nevela Osa Lavashal Bachalei Voif, Osam Shem, yeah, Yochi Osa Lavashal Bacholov, Esha Osam Shem Nevela Osa Lavashal Bacholov, Oif Sha Osam Shem Yochi Osa Lavashal Bacholov, so seems according to Rabbi Yosi Glili, it's mutter afilo mida rabona. Rabbi Yosi Glili sova oif afilo mida rabona nami lo yosa. It's not an issa de rabona. Let's see what Rashi says before we go further. Ma'ike bein Rabbi Kiva de nafkele migdi parat loi. Kobein Rabbi Yosi Glili de Navkalei Mimachalei Vimai. Rabbi Yosi Glili Sova Chaye de Reise. The whole, that's one Navkamine in Chaye. The whole show also Mishum Nevele. Noig Baibosa Becholov. חוץ מנויב שאין לו איך הלבי, ביבויסי מאויפי כביניי. אבקיבה דפורש דאינה מן התוירה. אבקיבה only says that I learn that from גדי, that חיי ואויף is not also מן התוירה, אבל משמה עמיד רבונן יש אויף. There's an issue with the Rabbana, but Rabbi Yosef Glilu doi Porish Eilishne Kishori lo legamre according to Rabbi Yosef Glilu it's Mutter. Then the Gemara says Tanya Nami Hochi that it is that way Take. According to Rabbi Yosef Glilu Afilu mi the Rabbana Boso Oif Pacholom is Mutter. We learned about Raisa Bimkoimai Shor Rabbi Lezer Oyekersim Eitzim Laseis Pchomim Laseis Barzel Bishabis. Rabbi Lezer holds that a mitzvah that is Deiche Shabbos, like Mila, which is Deiche Shabbos, so the Machshirei mitzvah, if a person does not have an Izmol to make the Mila, is also Deiche Shabbos. So the Baraisa says, Bimkoimei Shor Rabbi Lezer. So if one didn't have an ismol, so one could do a multitude of malachis, which are machshir, that the mitzvah should come about. They were kodesh eitzim, lasis pchomim, lasis barzel, b'shabbos. That was b'mkoymei shel Rabbi Elezer, and in his mokim, Rabbi Elezer was the morah da'asre, so in his mokim, that was the halacha. That fakir that machshirim is doiche Shabbos. Another mekayim is a tivskil if a person would do such a thing. But b'mekayimish Rabbi Lezer, that was the loch. B'mekayimish Rabbi Yosi Aglili, ayoichlin b'sar oif b'cholof, they ate b'sar oif b'cholof. So we see clearly from this paraisa, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he holds Boso oif b'cholof is mutar afilu midarabon. It says lemaise they were eating it. Levi ikla lebe Yosef rishbe. Levi once came to the house of Yosef rishbe. Yosef rishbe was a hunter. Aisu lekame reishe de tavse bechalbo. So they brought him the head of a peacock and cooked in cholov. Le'amu v'le'amid. He didn't tell them anything. He didn't eat it, but he didn't tell them anything. He also lekame the Rebbe. He told this over to Rebbe. Omalei loy tishamtinu. Why didn't you put them in nidui? Shek lechazach. They're eating bosa b'cholov. It's also mid Basar oif b'cholov, it's also mid Rabbona. Omer lei asrei de Rabbi Yehuda b'mseiru. This mokim is a mokim of Yehuda b'mseiru. V'amine dorish luk Rabbi Yosi Aglili. I hold, mistame, Rabbi Yehuda b'mseiru holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The omer yotza oif, she'ein loi chalev ein, that afilu mid Rabbona, it's also muta. Zok Rashi, Rabbi Yosi Aglili sova chaya de reis. The whole shavos mishim the middle night bein bosi b'chol chutz min naiv shen lechalevim. Oif ikib nai Rabbi Kiva or the Polish stadium in our Torah mash me the world in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili loy Polish alish and shor legam. You said this already. Tanya nami hochi. Rabbi Yosi Aglili lefele surah de rabona les lay boi. Rabbi Lezer islay machshirei mitzvah doichen es ha-shabbos. B'mitzvah she'doiches ha-shabbos. That means a mitzvah mila, which is doiches Shabbos. So a dover that's machshir mila is also doiches Shabbos. Im ein loy izmol lomoy loy b'shabbos. Kersen eitzim lasseis p'chomin. V'oysin izmol. If he doesn't have an izmol, so you're allowed to do all the pulis that will enable you to make an ismo. Rishbe tzayid oifes, he was a hunter of oifes, Rishbe loshen and person, Rishbe, some of the loshen of nets, traps, liyanim. Tapsa, this is, they say that's a pun, that's a peacock. Zok the Mishnah Baita. Kevas Eved Kechovim. Now, when we speak about Keva, we'll see this is speaking about the rennet that is in the fourth stomach. Let us really be a little hakadome. We're talking about a keve of an eagle that was yainik. That means a young calf was yainik milk. And it seems the milk that an eagle is yainik, so it gets karush, it hardens on the walls of the fourth stomach, and it becomes rennet. And this rennet is used to put into other milk, and it makes cheese. Kevas oved kechavim. A keve, so this rennet, if I purchased an eagle from a goy, or maybe a goy shechted his eagle, and I'm taking off the rennet from the fourth stomach, or Michel Nevele, or let's say an eagle died, and I'm taking off the rennet from the stomach, Hare zu asur. So this is also, and so one is not allowed to use this keve to make cheese out of it. Let us see what Rashi says. Keva zeu cholav kavush. This is the milk that got congealed, shebesoicha keva, that is in the stomach. So when we're speaking about keva, we're speaking about the rennet, this milk. Vishal neveire, porich oto de begmore, porich oto de kechom lav nevele, was mein agoy is also, well, this ptudinim. Afilo agoy shechted it, it's also on nevele. So what's keva's uvet kechom vishal nevele? If you tell me the keva of an availer is also, so keva seva kichovim is lachera the keva of an availer. So that the Gemara is going to speak about. Hare zu asura. So this is also. This is also to use to put this into cholov to make cheese out of it. Hamamid ba'or shel keva. Now a person will be mamid, will make cheese ba'or shel keva. Now here we're not talking about the rennet which is inside the stomach. Here we're saying we take a chelik of the stomach, which has mistame, these qualities that the keva has, but here we have a problem. We're not taking milk, we're taking basa. Hamamid ba'er shel keva. There are two girsois here. Sheira, well, we're not geiris sheira, but let us be geiris sheira for 1 minute. Hamamid ba'er shel keva k'sheira. A person took the chelik of the besar hakeva of the stomach. It's a kosher, that means he shechted an eagle, and he took now a chelik of the besar hakeva, a chelik of the basar of the stomach. So the halach is asoy. Im yesh b'noisein tam. If it's in yesh b'noisein tam, if the boso, now we're making cheese out of, we're being mamet, we're putting a chelik of the besar hakeva in the milk, and that's going to make cheese. And it's kavush, we're holding this, let's say 24 hours, we're holding this, the psar hakeva in the milk to make cheese. So now, after 24 hours, it could very well be that it is less than Shishim, or it's Noisin Tam Afilu. So, Im Yesh Ben Noisin Tam Arezu Asura. If it is Noisin Tam, that means when one eats now the cheese, one can be Magish to Tam Boso. So there's a din of Boso Bechalo. There's a din of Boso Bechalo. Now, we're not speaking about a Daraisa de Kebosso Bechalo, because a Daraisa de Kebosso Bechalo is Dafke Derech Bishal Osra Teire. There's no Bishal over here. Kovush Kimavushu is not a Daraisa de Kebosso Bechalo. Anyway, it's a Darabona de Kebosso Bechalo. Im Yesh Benoi Saint Tam, a Reza Asura. If it's Ein Benoi Saint Tam, if it's not Noi Saint Tam, so what's the problem? There's no problem whatsoever by Boso Ksheira. Ubigoyres Ksheira. If Ubigoyres Ksheira, so let's try to cheshbon further. So what'll be if it won't be Ksheira? What will be if I'll have, let's say, Boso Nevela? I'll have Boso Nevela, stomach from a Nevela. So lechayre, it should also be the same thing. If it's Noisin Tam, if it's Noisin Tam, it's also Noisin Tam. If it's not Noisin Tam, so it should be Mutter. What's the problem? What is the difference between Boso Kshayro or Boso Nebeila? Kevishol Kshayro or not Kevishol Kshayro? So others taka amoichik kshayra, they hold there's no difference. If it's totally in Noisin Tam, if it's Noisin Tam, it's also, if it's not Noisin Tam, it's mutra. Others hold that no, there's a new din of maimed. That means, since the whole mahus from gvine comes about through this kaver, that means what transformed the cholov to gvine, that's the kaver made it. So this made from the milk cheese, so it's considered ki ilu the kaver is nicker. It's if you eat the cheese, it's since this made the cheese, it's ki ilu the kaver is nicker. So even though I don't taste it, I don't taste the boso shaboy, but it's kilo the kevah's nika. So I have in this cheese a kevah of nevela. So it's also by boso becholov. Kozman, it's not boso becholov. So let it be nika gizunta eight. But there's no boso becholov. In order for it to have a shame boso b'cholov, it has to be nice and tam the boso and the chol. Then it's boso b'cholov. Ad rabbonu dike boso b'cholov. So by boso b'cholov, there the din is. By boso b'cholov, the halacha is that it's only us if it's nice and tam. So that's the svar of those who are goyres ksheira. If it's a kevah ksheira, so the whole problem is only boso b'cholov. So then it depends. If it's nice and tam, it's boso b'cholov. If it's not nice and tam, it's not boso b'cholov. If it's not a kevah ksheira, so then forget about boso b'cholov. But you have the whole cheese came about through boso nevela. So we consider ke'ilu the dava ha'maimid is banned. So it's like you have in the cheese boss on the vela. I don't taste the cheese. But since the cheese came about to the vela, it's kilo I have in the vela ban, and therefore it'd be also. That's if you're goyres ksheira. If you're not goyres ksheira, so then there's no such musig of maimit, and the dikir is, if it's nice in tam, it's also. If it's not nice in tam, it'll be mutter. Now, let's go further. Ksheira sheyonka min atreifa. You had an egel ksheira that was yoinik min atreifa. That means it was yoinik chola from the treifa. So now we have to realize that the rennet, which is in the keva, which is in this ksheira, this is milk from a treifa.
So memele, so then kevosa asura. So then the cave is also, because this comes from also the kecholov. So then it's also. Treifo sheyonto minak sheira. But what is fakert? You had an eagle treifo, a calf that's a treifo, that was yoinik milk from a ksheira. So memele, so the kevosa muteres, neshekonus bimeyeo. So here the keva, the rennet will be mutter, because even though this eagle is a treifa, but the milk that's in her, that the milk that became rennet, that's in her, that has nothing to do that she's a treifa. She just was yoinik milk from kosher milk, and that milk became rennet. So the Mishnah says it's a difference. If you were yoinik, if the eagle was yoinik cholov from a treifa, so then you have to know, so it's cholov treifa, which is also, so the keva, the rennet is also. If it's a treifa sheyonko, so then it's irrelevant that the eagle is a treifa, but we're talking about the milk which is inside of her, neshekonis b'meyah, she's like a container, she's just holding kosher milk. So the kosher milch of the treifa that was yoinik will not become nesa, will not become nesa b'mayeho. So then it's takya mutter. Let us see what Rashi says. Hamamit cholov, a person is mamit cholov, bo'ira keve duhu bosa. Here we're speaking about that they put besar hakeve, the bosa of the stomach, was put into the milk in order to make cheese. Im yesh bo li ten tam b'cholov, hareizu asura, so it's awesome. Now, fine, that's, now Rashi starts speaking about an interesting shaila. V'cholov hanimtza korush bo'er hakeva. We found milk that got hardened, which became rennet, bo'er hakeva. So the din is, this cholov is muta. I mean, that's at the din. We just had problems, kevas ayvi kechovim, kevas nevela, but you have a cholov of a behemoth shvuta, an eagle shvuta, there's no shayla, that's muta. So now Rashi says, that is very good if they scraped off the rennet from the stomach before they salted the stomach. So shalom Yisrael. So the cholov is, it's cholov from a ksheira, and finished, so it's no problem whatsoever. Now, Rashi klaus a shayla, cholov hanimtza korush bo'er hakeve shemoilchen oiso bo'ero. That they were meleach, they salted the keve, and when they salted the stomach, and when they salted the stomach, there was still rennet in the stomach. So let us appreciate the problem. So now the problem is, Malicha Areu Kirusach Tzli. So when you salted the stomach together with this milk inside of it, so now this milk became Bosa Becholo. Ad Rabonadike Bosa Becholo. Because, you need Bishul, the Derech Bishul. Malicha is not Derech Bishul. Fine. But Lechayre, this is the Dion, what Rashi is going to speak about. And let us just give a little hakdome, what the Tzdodei HaShayla are. There's one Tzad, that it should be also. It should be also, because if you salted it, before you extracted the rennet from this keva, so there was a blia of the stomach into the rennet, so lemaise, it became bosa becholov. That's tzad aleph. There's a tzad base which we'll see Rashi brings down soon. He won't mention this, which Rashi vehemently disagrees with this. And then there's another tzad, Which Rashi says in his younger years, he held that it was mutter, and then he realized he made a toys. There's a tzad that this renit, this cholov kolush, doesn't have a shem cholov. It's perish. It's like, it's ice cholov. So there's a tzad to say that it's not possible cholov. This will be the shakla v'tarya, which Rashi will be speaking about. But now let us see the Rashi. V'chalav hanimtza korush bo'ira keve shemulchen oisa bo'ira. You are meleach the keva, the oira keve, and you found this chalav, it was salted together with the oira keve. Shemulchen oisa bo'ira, ben shenoisnen ime chalav acher, ben shemulchen oisa ima, the other milk was there, or there was only this milk. Nire ve'enai isa goma. So Rashi says, you know, this cholov, this kevo, is also. Kiboso becholov mamish. This is like boso becholov. This rennet became nesa through the meliche. Melich areu kerusach detzli. So the rennet got a tam boso. And now you're going to put this, you make cheese out of it, this achmon and etzlan. So you're making cheese from treifer rennet. So less agvina isa goma. Ve'ein biyodi koyach lata. I can't be matter. If you kashut, if you meleach the keine, I'm sorry, I can't be matter. It's the rennet is basa b'cholov, we'll see in the asa the cheese. V'yesh matirin oisai, others were matter, u'mevi'in raye, midogim sha'olu bekora, she'posaknu shamuto lo'ochlom bekuto. We learned before that if you had, you had a plate, that first on this plate, hot meat was put on the plate. No? So the hot meat was put on the plate, so the plate is flesh. The plate got a blia of bosa. So the bosa was nice and tam in the plate. Now I take hot dogim and I put hot dogim on the plate. So now the dogim become fleshy from the plate. The plate previously got a blia from bosa. Now the tam bosa in the plate is the plate is nice and tamboso in the dogim. So it says, we learned before, dogim sha'olo bekora sheposaknu shemuto la'oichlon bekutach. You're allowed to eat these fleishike fish, this fish that got a blia of flesh from the fleishike plate. You're allowed to eat it with milchiks. Why? Mishum davalei noisein tam, bar noisein tam. Why? Because the boso, the dogim, did not get a tam from meat. The meat was noisein tam in the plate. And the plate was noisein tam in the dogim. So it's noisein tam, bar noisein tam. So Memele, so Yilata, that doesn't have a shame boso, we'll see. So Yilata, have this with Kuta. So they said, Shecholov akeivo, so now they said a shtik toire, Cholov lekeivo leineser elemishum nesinesta. Why is this cholov also? The cholov akeva, why was this nesa? Because the oira keva was nice in tam in the cholov. The chiyoda, chiyoda, yoif taima begvina, voy nice in tam, ba nice in tam. Shemi shemai. So they said, the oira keva, the stomach was nice in tam in the rennet. And the rennet is nice in tam and the cheese, so it's not bar not. She'll have to eat the cheese. That's what they just like you're allowed to have the dogim with milk, you're allowed to have the cheese. So Rashi says, "Urechoykos zu mizu kirchoyk mizach mimayim." Atzushtel, who, what? This is mamish kirchoyk mizach mimayim. That's your tzushtel. Mehay time. The dogim shalu bekoros. Let's understand this bit. Dogim shalu bekoru. Af al pi shabolu es taima. The dogim wabeleya atam boso, adayim hetegomahin loichlo. That means the vial, this nat bar nat is hetere. That means the boso was nice and tam in the plate. The plate was nice and tam in the dogim. So the vial I have mutter dike dogim. And mutter dike dogim. That have a tam boso.
But now I want to eat it with kutach. Why do you want to ask
her? So you want to ask her because it has a meaty taste. So ahu tam boso laftamu. It doesn't have now after. The boso came into the dogim. So it was not a direct tam from boso into the dogim. It was boso into the plate. The plate into the dogim. Ahu tam boso lav tamu. This doesn't have a teiris tam. Sharei loy bo min amamish. Elo minoisin tam acher. So it doesn't have a shame tam boso. So you want to create an iser now. I want to make an iser kutach with boso. I'm sure that you don't have boso. You have a nat barnata boso. So memela, that doesn't get a shame boso to asa. That means it's a tam kolosh of boso. It's nat barnat. So memela, this tam kolosh will not create an iser boso b'chok. Avol cholov hanimlach beboso. But let's talk about our case. You had a stomach. You had a stomach and there was rennet in the stomach and you salted the stomach. Now this stomach is boso. This rennet is milk. You salted it together, so this is boso becholom. It's not, this is boso was nice in tam becholom. Avul cholav hanimlach beboso mishne nosnu tam zebaze nasnu shneim iso. So now the rennet is also and the boso is also. Kidikai malon chaticha atzmo nasis nevela. It becomes now a shtik. It's cholav also. It's treifene cholav. V'chol tam hayoytze oid minachov. Now you have treifene cholav. This is treifene cholav. Bechol tam hayoytze oid min acholov, bein tam cholov sheboy, bein tam boso sheboy. That means this rennet is now a meaty milky taste. That's what it is. So whatever comes out from this rennet, hakel also. So whatever comes out is also. Lafishe kula nevela. The whole thing is nevela. Shemis arev cholov ze im cholov hagvina is now. I'm gonna take this treifer rennet. It's treif. And I'm gonna put this into milk. And we're gonna make cheese. Zatrashi avalei min beminoi. So Rashi says, the cholov I have over here cholov. The rennet is cholov. And then the rennet is treifene cholov. It's possible cholov dike cholov. So memele, so afilu, I have shishim or more than shishim. But al koponim, it's min beminoi. I have cholov also. That was nisarev im cholov mutam. Havale min beminoi cholov nevele. Chtichatz manasis nevele. בחולוב אתה. סוקטרשי וכבר פוסקנו, בי פסקן חתיך עצמו נאסס נבילה, that is, חולוב becomes חולוב עושה, בי סרס כל החתיך סקולו. So it'll ask everything. So it's going to ask all the whole milk. V'loi amrinin noisin tamba noisin tamu, not the besar, the oira keva was noisin tam into the rennet, and the rennet is noisin tam into the cholo. מבני שאף טעם חולב שבוי שוי מתחילה נעשה כולוי נבילה. This is also the כחולב. By דוגם שולו בקורו, you don't have Israel. You want to first create Israel. So we say the טעם בוסו, we say the טעם בוסו is kolush to create an iser abosa b'chol. Masha'en came over here when you were meleach a keva with the rennet inside of it, so the rennet became cholam nevela, became osadike cholam. So that's it's osadike cholam. Now this cholam, it will asa the whole cholam that you put it into. Because mean be mean if you love Allah for the book. V'chein halachi ke Rav. We paskin by Rav that what the mean be mean for the book. V'gam pasaknu b'ksochim halachi the mean be mean b'choshu. This is Rashi's psak. Now, Agavuch, just let us say one nekuda over here. The Dogo Mevove, we had mentioned before, is a shayle hamamed Ba'ur shel keva nevela, let's say. If a person took a keva of a nevela and he put it into cholov, and it won't be noisin tam. So he mentioned this, ha-machloikis ha-poiskim, if it's also a muta. Others say that it's muta. If it's not noisin tam, so it's muta. Just like Basa B'cholov. If it's not Nisan Tam, it's Muta. So if it's a Oyer, a Keva Nevela, it's not Nisan Tam, it's Muta. Others say, if it's Nevela, so since it's Mamid the Cholov, it made, it transformed the Cholov to Gvine, so this whole new entity of Gvine came about through Nevela, so I consider Ke'ilu the Nevela's Ben. So it's us, even though it's not nice and that. We brought down a machlekes. So the Dogel Melvover, Rashi disagrees with that. Because if Rashi would hold that by Oyer Shal Keva Nevela, it is also because of Maimed, there's a new concept of Maimed, by Maimed Bedover also, it's considered like this is Ben. So why does Rashi have to go Lishito? So because I paskin like Rav, min b'minay leimoto. Rashi just said, this cholov is cholov nevela. It's also dike cholov. So finished. It's also dike cholov. So also dike cholov that made cheese. So the cheese is also, it's maimed. Rashi goes, hey, no, I paskin like Rav, min b'minay leimoto. Sokta Dogumavov is a raya that Rashi doesn't hold of this concept of maimed. Rashi holds if it's nice in time, it's also. If it's not nice in time, it's mutter, even though it's a maimed. If it's not nice in time, it's mutter. So therefore Rashi to say, so why am I asking the cheese? So Rashi says, oh, you know, I'm asking the cheese? Because I pass in like, how do I mean that's a raya from the Dogumavov. But Rashi holds on this shayla. Okay. Now let's see a mayor de kazach. Vani ho yisi noyeg heter at heino. So Rashi says a mayor de kazach, till now, till I learned this Mishnah, I held that it was mutter. Ubilvad shloyitnu bo cholov acher. Vitoya ho yisi bekap. Yeah. Now let us just give a shtikalagdome. Rashi is going to say Rashi made a mistake, but Rashi is going to say as follows. Rashi had held, we had mentioned when we started learning the Rashi, there's a svara that cholov kolush, bennet is not milk. Bennet is not milk. Bennet is already, it's the milk lost its tzure. It's perish ba'ome. It's not milk. It doesn't have a teres milk. So Rashi was matter. You could use this rennet, not out that svar of not ba not that Rashi says that zichano svar, but you could use this rennet because it's not possible cholov. There's no possible cholov. There's no cholov. The rennet isn't cholov. That's what Rashi says. Va'ani ha'yisi noyik heter at heino. Ubelvat shel yitnu bo cholov acher. I said like this. If it's only the rennet, you salted. The salted the oyer akeva with its own rennet. So then there's no possible cholov. I was mad. If you put different milk there, then I asked it, that's for sure. You put different milk there when you salt the oyer akeva, then versteht sich, the milk can become also, because als melich arei kirusach gitzli, that I was mad. V'toye ho'yisi bekach. I made a mistake. Shoi. The oira keiva of an oila. So the Gemara says in the Sechtes Avodah Zarah, if a koyin, it seems it's not too much of a delicacy. Perhaps it's the other way around. Perhaps it can turn one's stomach. But the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, gabi keivas oila, the keiva of an oila, the rennet from an oila. Koyin shedata yofa soyfa chaya. A koyin that he's not such a mefunik, he can take out this keva, this rennet, and swallow it raw. He can take it raw. Shmamino. So, shame shemaim. This is an oila. An oila is also banor, also bachila. How is he allowed to do it? Pirshe baalmei. So this is not called an oila. This is how Rashi had learned in his younger years. It's perish. It's not oila. It's disintegrated. That's how I learned pshat. I had a gemara in Avodah Zarah. The gemara says that a kohen is allowed to drink this cholov, this rennet. V'loihi. So Rashi says, that's not, we'll come back to the Gemara soon, but that's not emes. Cholov gomahu. It's emes emilich. Where do I see it's emes emilich? Midetone b'mas nisan. We have a Mishnah. Ksheira sheyonko min hatreifa. What do you do with this Mishnah? The Mishnah said, yet an egel ksheira, that was yoinik from the mother was a treifa. Kevosa asura, the keva is osa, because it's cholov treife. And Shuldik, if you say it's perish ba'ome, it disintegrated, it doesn't have a teres oichel, that's why it's not an oilo, and so it's not cholov shel treife, it's perish ba'ome. If you say that the change that makes it into rennet makes it ois cholov, that's not cholov treife. Just like you told me, it's not an oila, so it's not cholov treife. Shmami no cholovu, so vayst ochois, it is cholov. This snanami, we learned keva shebishla bachalova, asura, you cook the keva with the cholov inside its osa. So Mamela Rashi says, when I came to this Mishnah, I saw that the keva does not have a shame perish. The keve is a shame cholov, and therefore, if yonka min atreifa, so it's also. The kevas oila de shaye, so what pshatake? Kevas oila de shaye, you know why? Mishim de lav gufi. Oh, she unkose imoi, me imoi. Pavloi konis pe meel, kenosan bekoro, muta. So Rashi says, you know why you're allowed to take the cholov from the oila from the stomach of the oila, not to take the shvenet, not because it's perish, it's milk. But this, the oila is a korban. The whole korban was sugdish. It's also machila, also bano. But the rennet is not the oila on shuldig. The rennet is what the eagle was yainik from the mother. So this is something else. This came into, this came inside. It's like it's in a plate. It's like it's in a jar. What's your problem over here? That's why you're allowed to drink it. It's an oila. But this is not from an oila. He was magdish the eagle tak. He was makriv the everything. But this is not the oila. This is milk that the eagle was yearning from its mother. So memelis are finished. So that's why you're allowed to take it. What's the problem? Not because it's perished.
But the maisi raya b'mesechus avayde zora mino. Now, but Rashi was misled, because there's the Gemara that does say perish. The Gemara compares to perish. The maisi raya b'mesechus avayde zora mino da siriye no shori pirshayu. The Gemara says, "Asiriano shori pushay." Kabi egla, a egle avoidis kechom da osa pushayu. Midiktoni kevas egle avoidis kechovim asiro. Now, the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, which this Rashi was misled from this Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. The din is that you are allowed to, a kohen is allowed to drink this rennet from the oila, tzmuta, even though the oila is also bano. If a goy will shecht an egel avodah zarah, so the rennet is asabano. It's asabachile. The rennet is asabano. So the Gemara says over there, what is the difference? So the Gemara says like this. Pirshe isureyano amuta. The perish from isureyano is muta. Pirshe takruvis avaydezor is also. That's what the Gemara says. And then the Gemara talks about perish takim. So let us see what Rashi says. So the Maisi Raibim Sechas Avodah Zarah Mino, the Isuri Ano Shori Pirshayu, Vayisur Ano the Perish is Mutter, Gabi Egli Avodah Kechom the Osir Pirshayu, Midiktoni Kevas Egli Avodah Kechom Masirim. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara differentiates between the Perish of Isur Ano and the Perish of a takrubas habedizore, lav mishum de keve pirshe choshiv lo. Napshat is that the keve is perish, disintegrate, it doesn't have a teres cholo. Le inyan ikl, that it was completely digested, to tehevi ke pirshe, le mifka shem cholo v'nei. No, chas v'sholom. It's cholo. It's not perish. Elohochi ma'iserai minei. The Mishnah asked keve that was geshochten to avodizor. Shma mino pirsha osa. Now we have to appreciate this halacha. A goy shechted an eagle avodizor, so the keve, the rennet is osa. So why is the rennet osa? Let's be elach. Why is the rennet osa? He shechted the behemel avodizor. So the name is takrubas avodah zarah. The milk inside is like milk in a jar. I mean, why is the cholov osa? So the Gemara says, you know why the cholov is osa? Because the cholov inside contributes that the behemah looks fatter. The more it is inside, the thicker it is, the fatter it is, the more it weighs. In takruvis avodah zarah, whatever makes the behemah look better, he's makriv that avodah zarah. So memele, so this additive,
That means this makes the behemoth look fatter. Side the perish, side the tsoye, side the rennet, whatever commodity which is inside the behemoth, which is not a chelik of the behemoth, but it contributes to the beauty of the behemoth, so he's makrib this lavay desore. So that's chat. Perish takuvis avay desore is also. Not because the perish is a chelik of the behemoth, no, because it contributes to the beauty of the behemoth, is makrib this also lavay desore. So takuvis avay desore. Perish isuri ano, but sometimes I have isuri and I have an oilo. And I'll have perish in the oilo. So that would contribute that the oil looks better. That's lemal lemayr. It's not, it doesn't become, doesn't get delicious oil. So it's mutabano. It's mutabachile. That's Shan the Gemara. Shmaim Lushos, the Kevos and Ami Lav Gufi, Umitza, Shmaim Tishos, the Kevos and Ami Lav Gufi. The cave of Takubis of the soul is not goofy. Umitzah mishum deneichelei benapach. The goy is happy when the behemoth is blown up. Ksha behemoth nira shmeino viyofe. The behemoth looks fatter and nicer. Lavoy desore. So memela, whatever contributes to the beauty of the behemoth, is makim this lavoy desore. But by an oilo, you're allowed to take, a coin is allowed to the coin shadati of his lauti terenich, mamino le mitza elagufe. Only the goof oil is also. Avo pirsha shori. Kai gavne. De kdusha chol ala aroi mimenilim is beyach. The kedushas oila, what a guy wants to be makrev lavay dezore, whatever he wants to be makrev gets a din of takruvis avay dezore. The guy wants to be makrev the behemoth and it's in entirety that forget everything that contributes to the beauty of the behemoth should be nikrav lavay dezore. Some emailers, so that's also. Masha'in came, Abu Pusha Shoki Agamna, then Kedusha Chola, Leroy Mimena Lemizbeach. But by Anoilo, the Kedusha is only Chal, and what's Roy Lakrova? Midigava Oir Shaloilo, Shemishalik Lekahani. Kain Motsosi, Benemuke, Rabbeinu Shloime Barameya. It seems that he said this Tiktoire, that we should not learn chat, that what the Gemara says, Nabi Yisrael, Spir Shabalme, that means that it's, don't say that Pir Shabalme means that the whole heter is because it doesn't have a Teres Cholo. No, Pir Shabalme means something else. That means, Bem Sedez a Teres Cholo. No, the Shaila is by an Oilo, only the Gufa Oilo, that's Oila Krovis Nessa. Everything that beautifies the behemoth is nichlal in takuvis avodah zarah.